Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
I was a bit of a nerd as a kid. It wasn't until the second grade that I realized that just because my shirts had a top button, it didn't mean I had to use them. Among my dorkier pursuits was a fascination with the Civil War. But one interest of mine that you will not hear me ridicule was an admiration for Abraham Lincoln. And today, the 19th of November, is a big day for Lincoln fans because on this date in 1863, he delivered the greatest perspective ever, the speech otherwise known as the Gettysburg Address. Lincoln's remarks, in which he defined our national purpose, were a mere 282 words, about 80 words less than what I'm reading right now. This was not just writing that said what needed to be said, but writing the sculpture, chiseling away the unnecessary, and polishing the final result. Yet, at the same time, Lincoln's address also illustrates the limits of language, something that the speech itself acknowledges. When Lincoln said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here," he was not engaging in false modesty, but emphasizing the importance of what we do as compared to what we say. And indeed, it would take another year and a half of bloody combat to achieve the objective he outlined. In addition, the muted reaction to the speech the day it was delivered, as compared to the reverence it enjoys today, shows the difference between the spoken and the written word, the ephemeral and the permanent. Say something, and once you're done talking, your words no longer exist. They become instead what people think they heard. Write something, and the words are fixed in place forever. And yet setting words down hardly stops and actually only prolongs the process that transforms what a person says into what an audience understands. This is the true import of saying that words live forever. We cannot revise, but we can revisit. And thus the speech that Lincoln felt was a flat failure right after he gave it enjoyed a revival decades later as the country looked for a way to express what it means to be a truly United States of America. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.